Tony, we really got to talk about whoever does our scheduling.
Welcome to the Working Hands Podcast. I'm Tony of Woodland Iron, joined by Keith of Blackthorn Concepts. And tonight we have Mike of Big Bear Custom Metal. What's going on?
What's going on, guys? How have you been?
Good.
Good, good. I'd like to start this episode off like all the others by thanking our sponsors. I'd like to take the time to thank Sabretooth. If you go to sabretooth.com for all your power carving discs and burrs and use code WH, you could save 10% on your order. They're fantastic tools. I use them. You should too.
I'll take a moment to thank our sponsor, Maritime Knife Supply, your one-stop shop for makers, your home for abrasives, steel, tools, and more. Save on shipping by getting everything from one supplier, and you can find them at maritimeknifesupply.com and .ca.
What's going on, boss?
Same old, making lots of stuff. Started doing some pens. Yeah, you know. Figured it was, it's been too rainy around here, so I had to do something.
I heard somewhere somebody was saying, I think it was Jeff from Green Street, it's been the rainiest 2 months in decades or something.
I believe it. It's been stupid.
So stupid.
Hudson flooded out this morning. Our creek, I got a creek behind the house, and it's real high. I mean, it's not like dangerous high, but it's high enough to make you watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to talk about the weather the whole time again.
We always do.
We always wind up talking about the weather, but it's going to end up in April showers, and then hopefully May is nice. I hope so.
I was thinking about it the other day. I feel like we're about a month ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
You know, the weather's been warmer again. It's been warmer, rainy, whatever.
Well, I mean, that's part of what's been going on in my house lately is the weather has been wreaking havoc. I'm still dealing with more water issues in my basement, so it's good times.
I hate water.
Yeah, so hence my progress on my project for Make What You Fear is at a standstill.
That's the table?
Yeah, I'm close, but hopefully next weekend I'll be able to button it up. But
I'm going to be right down to the wire on mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. Did you get some answers today? I see. Did you talk to your chicken friend there?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
As I told Carla in the comments, it was one of those where, I mean, you just had to be there.
That's right. That was right by your house, wasn't it?
Yeah. Up around the corner a bit. Yeah.
Nice. For those that don't know what we're talking about, Keith may or may not have witnessed a chicken crossing the road. So it's on his Instagram. So go have a look. Have a good laugh.
Yeah.
Why, Keith? Why?
They got to ask the chicken. People had some choice comments to put in there as to why.
Ask that particular chicken too, because I mean, they all have different reasons.
Good times. So you've been making pens lately, huh?
Dude, I've been making pens. I started a camp, obviously, back in October, and Tony, this is your segue into the question I know you want to ask.
It's coming.
So I had an unfortunate incident at camp back in October, which I'm sure you'll hear about later on. And went over and talked to Nick, who's a tech ed, and made a pen. And it was fun. It was a good time. So, got into it a little bit later on and decided to go and, you know, make a couple of pens here and there and kind of moved into something. You know, it's easy. It's quick. It's kind of fun to do.
I like making pens.
It's fun. Yeah. Been doing a lot of the little slim lines. And some cool stuff. Can't figure out black palm, though. It's a pain in the ass to turn.
I've never used it.
Yeah. Just reading up a little bit on it. It's real. They say it's very grassy or fibrous. So when you go and you turn it, if you don't turn it fast enough and you take bites that are too small or too big, it'll basically explode on you. And it's not like, you know, a bowl exploding on you. It's just like a little bit of shard thrown at you. But,
a little poof.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of explodes. And,
is that, you know, something you'd want to stabilize first then?
I was thinking about trying that too. I've had, I don't know, what, 3 blanks blow up on me now. And after some throwing across the shop, stabilization or that, like the mid-wax wood hardener, something along those lines might be the way to go first.
Just get yourself a vacuum pot and stabilize it.
I've been thinking about it. So. Yeah.
Let us spend your money, Mike.
Yes, yes. We will spend your money.
Let us spend your money.
Oh, I'm good at that by myself. So now that I think that might be coming at some point too, you know, start to dabble in epoxy a little bit also.
You would use like a cactus juice or something, right? Isn't that what they use for stabilization?
Yeah, it's like not a really cactus epoxy, juice. Is it? No, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just
some real viscous epoxy.
It's not 2-part though. So I think what you do is you basically bathe it in it. And then you suck out all the air. Yeah. And then you bake it solid.
Interesting.
Very interesting, apparently.
Yeah.
No, it's cool stuff. I know a lot of the knife guys use it for scales and whatnot.
Yeah. I guess it makes it real stable. Does it make it waterproof too? Or more water resistant?
I would imagine so.
It must. Because
you're going to go and, you're going to go and impregnate all those cells with the cactus juice. And then basically evaporate it out. So it's got to help with that, any kind of that moisture absorption.
Yeah, I just, I had bought a while back a bunch of stabilized wood. I just threw it all away recently. I don't even know what kind of wood it was. Probably some sort of rosewood, I think, because it was a deep red. I just tossed it all.
That's one of the cool things about doing the pens, though, is you get the opportunity to play with a lot of different random stuff, because you know you're not gonna waste $100 on a piece of Coca Bolo. You can waste $4 on a piece of Coca Bolo, and if good things happen, they happen. If they don't, they don't. But you get the opportunity to come play around with that.
You could also go on and buy.
I also play with some Coca Bolo, or not Coca Bolo, some Congo Alba, I guess, today. And
never even heard of that.
Cool stuff. It's a lot like the Coca Bolo. Kind of along the rosewood line, but it was cool stuff. But
very cool.
The one thing I can't stand is that most of that stuff smells horrible when you turn it.
What?
Turn it or sand it. Yeah, any of the real tropical stuff smells gross. Purple Heart smells like feet. it's disgusting. It's gorgeous wood, but it's disgusting to work with, you know. Ebony just gets all over the place and sticks to you. I don't know. It's fun though.
Do you prefer the exotics for that stuff?
Yeah, it looks cooler. That's all. You know, different grain patterns and structures and you know, like if you're building a bar out or a tabletop or what have you, you go to your standards. You know, you look for a little bit of structure in it, what have you. But you don't have the space. You need a lot more condensed, or I'm noticing you need a lot more condensed patterns and stuff when you do any of the pen work, because you only have 3/4 by 3/4 by 6 to play with. So a lot of like your olives, which have a lot of the really pronounced grains, you know, any of the bird's eye or the curlies on the maple side, or the Coca Bolos that are real figured on the inside, make a pretty cool looking pen. If not, it's just a pen's
a pen, right?
Yeah, unless it's cool looking.
I guess you could just buy those like exotic cutoff boxes and just make your blanks out of those.
Yeah, and then I'll just go and chop them down on the bandsaw. I got that the 37 Delta 12 inch that I've been cutting a lot of this crap with. It's a beast. I love it.
A lot of woodworking for this custom metal guy.
I know, right? I was thinking about that. I was like, oh man, it's been too rainy to get out. Like, I do a lot of the forging outside, so it's been too wet to get into it. It sucks. So
yeah.
You know, I don't have an overhang. Well, I made a little bit of an overhang, but I usually keep my anvil under it and then just dump the forge out in front of the barn and get at it. But when it's raining, it just takes too much setup to get with it. It sucks. You know, it's not like something I can just go hop in the, you know, whatever, and fire up the forge and get at it. It's a commitment once you get into it.
You're must be running coal, are you? Or you
have propane? No, I've got coal. And then I just picked up, right before Christmas, Volcano had that special for a two burner. And it was like $100 and a quarter for a two burner. So I grabbed one and then just finally got it all done up the other day, probably about a week and a half ago, and did the refractory and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, they're a great spot, a great place to start. And the two burner, I think, is pretty decent.
Oh, that two burner burns like a portal of hell. It's great.
Yeah, I got to get my little coal forge going at some point, but it is a commitment to get it up and running. So,
oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's, I got to be honest, I love working with the coal. As opposed to the propane, but the propane's just a lot more convenient to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, I really see it for its specific tasks where I see it really, where it's best, I guess. But I still generally use propane for everything, but then you're fighting with the big heats versus, you know, what you can do in coal where you can have a nice, like, focused heat, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you 100%. It's, I love the coal for that. You know, I've got a pretty small fire pot on the coal forge. So when I'm into it, it's, you know, it, I don't know. I could probably get it down to about 4 or 5 inches, you know, the condensed heat. And I mean, you know, the blower that I have on it's, what is it? I think it's a Buffalo, what, 300 maybe? So it's, it's enough to get you moving. And it's enough to get you moving real hot, real fast. I don't know. I love it though. It's fun.
Yeah. I've been wanting, I have, I think mine's a 400, maybe not, might be a 200. I can't remember. It's not very big. I doubt it's a 400, but, yeah, I just gotta get, I've been wanting to run charcoal my only way to do it around here is probably to run charcoal. If I run actual coal, I'll probably kill my neighbors or make them very angry.
So. Yeah, you know, we have a pretty big backyard. I've got a little 20 by 24 barn in the back that I have all of my crap in. And, you know, we've got a pretty big barn and behind the house, or a pretty big yard behind the house. We've got some state land. So, yeah, I mean, I'll crank it out and I'm good. I mean, nobody bugs me. Everybody knows what I'm up to. It's kind of fun.
If I had a few acres, I'd be okay. But right now I've got like a third somewhere in there. Yeah. Like my shop is 20 feet away from my neighbor's kitchen. So it's just a weird layout where the houses, like both our homes are pushed back on the lot. And then theirs is a little bit further back on the lot than mine. So I'm into my backyard and it's still kind of, their house is still coming up. So it's just.
So what you're telling me is you're getting a little giant.
Yeah, I wish. No, I think if anything for me, it's going to be a press. Cause I mean, the sound of a press motor is not going to piss people off any more than the sound of a grinder. So.
And a clang, 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 clang.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that I guess I've never been around a little giant. So I don't really know how much noise they make and how much like ground effect you would have, like where you could feel it away from you, or like away from the hammer.
I think it depends on how much of a slab you have underneath it. Number one, and then for the ground effect anyway. And then the noise is probably about the same as like that coal forge hammer, or coal iron hammer that was at camp.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of nice to see. I hadn't really been around many power hammers, and any ones that I had been around have been in more of a, like the one at the school in Maine there was like, they had I think it was like about 100. No, geez. It was under 100 pounds anyways. And then they had another big blue 150 or whatever it is, the air hammer.
Okay.
And yeah, in that shop, it didn't seem too bad, but I also wasn't outside the shop when they were, when we were using them. So
yeah, no, I get you.
But it's also like where the school is, it's industrial because there's the welding school beside you. There's the main oxy is across the railroad tracks. There's railroad tracks, like there's warehouses around you. So it's like anybody in that area doesn't care. And they, you know, they shut it down at night. So,
yeah, you know, it's not like us with a bunch of tents around us at 11 o'clock at night, getting our hammer on.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they shut us down at 10 generally, I think now, 10 or 11.
Yeah. Last time we did one of the hammer-ins, it was great. It was, I don't know, I think there was like 30 of us there overall. And Austin comes up to us. He goes, yeah, whatever. Just turn off the lights and be done. You guys are good. You know, hammer till whenever. It was great. Loved it.
There's a lot less people on the in on the grounds at the hammer-in than there is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Keith, you were there. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Forge event. I keep checking my calendar, trying to figure out, well, I know when I'm going, but just to get myself excited every now and again, I look, and then I saw the latest post with a concept drawing of what we're going to build. That looks interesting. I wonder, I'm kind of curious how we're going to forge that out. So
yeah, I know. I was actually looking at that myself. I'm going to make the run up there this year. And it's gonna be interesting. There's a lot of thicker frame on the sketch, and a lot less. This, well, again, with the sketch, it looks like there's a lot less decorative. Where I know with you guys, when you did the bench and the fire pit, there was a lot more decorative and a lot less structure. You know.
Yeah, I think this one's supposed. I mean, I don't know the, like, you don't have a size, you don't get a scale for it, so. I think it's going to be quite large when we're done.
Oh, I guarantee it's going to be sizable.
And,
that wagon's but, huge.
Yeah, I think everything's going to be, I think a lot of things are going to be tenons too. I think that's how we're going, like our joinery is going to be. So that'll be interesting. That'll be fun to try and to do.
And the crowd's going to be great too. I mean, you know, some of the people that have popped up that said, oh yeah, hey, you know, we'll see you there. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a real good time.
Yeah, I'm always excited for it. It's definitely, I think we got a few new faces, a few old faces, a few returning faces that weren't there last year. So it'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah. You're not allowed to start the fire either.
All right. Fine. If you're going to ask the question, go for it. Now's a good time.
Yeah. So, me and Mike go back and forth quite a bit, or more or less I go at Mike more. Well, it's all in good fun because you did survive the incident.
I did.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. But yeah, Mike has a bit of a history with axes and trying to chop walnut.
Black walnut.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a bad one.
Yeah,
So what is the story?
How many
dancing around it?
How many stitches?
None.
Oh, right.
Not a one. I should have gotten a few of them, but I didn't. All right.
Yeah, tell the story.
So here we go. Maker Camp. Maker Camp was a bit wet, shall we say? So much so that there was, I don't know what, 4, 5, 6 inches of water in the Lincoln tent. There was a good probably 4 inches of water in the forge tent or the blacksmithing tent. There was a good 4 to 6 inches of water over by where Tracy does his stuff. In the shave horses and whatnot. So one of the things I learned a while ago is that some of the best material you can use to do any of that stuff, like to start a forge, is a lot of the shavings, right? Great. Awesome. Thin stuff, typically dry, good to go. So I went over to Tracy. Everything was drenched. Went over to Dustin. What is Dustin's
name? O'Hara, Art of Craftsman.
Yeah. Yep. Went over to Dustin, grabbed some of his shavings that were dry. Saw the guys over there from Green Street that were doing the picture frames.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, do you guys have any yeah, do you guys have any, you know, dried something? They're like, yeah, just take some of the black walnut. I'm like, no, I'm not going to burn black walnut. It's black walnut. Come on. They're like, ah, we don't give a crap, but just take some. So I'm like, all right, fine. Give me a couple of cutoffs, whatever. Fast forward, I go back down to the forges, and I'm going to split some kindling for the coal. You know, you get one started, you're fine. You can get the rest of them started. So I go, talking to the guys, grab Jay's hatchet, and Jay's hatchet is sharp. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
Yes, it was.
The problem that I had, and I was rushing. It's all on me. I was rushing. I didn't look at the grain of the wood. And the grain of the wood went on a straight 45. So I grabbed a hold of the piece of walnut, which was like 1x3. Held the hatchet up top. Tapped the hatchet on the anvil. Or not the hatchet. Tapped the walnut on the handle. It hit the grain straight 45 right into my index finger. Yep. So that's the story. Look down. Immediately, I was like, ah, shit, bad things. So I go into the bathroom, wash it out. Someone's like, oh, go to the medic tent. Nobody was at the medic tent. Didn't realize that there were medics, like, on ground. On my way back, I see Adam, Uncle Sam.
Yep.
I'm like, bro, I got a problem. He's like, let me see. He was sitting in his truck in front of the in front of the hall with the makerspace. So he's like, let me see. I go and I pull over the paper towel. He's like, oh, yep, let's go. So he grabs his pack from the back. We go in and they're doing engraving in the makerspace. Yep. They're doing engraving. So just about anybody who's anybody was in the room, and we basically kicked down the door and run around to the back to the bridge port. And, you know, Adam goes and he basically stitches me up. So, all right, fine, whatever. I'd had better days. And, you know, as you do at camp, drank my sores away that evening. And fast forward, next day comes around. See Adam. Adam's like, let me take a look at the finger. You know, super, again, super sharp hatchet. Super clean cut, like super clean. And being that I washed it out immediately, all good to go. He goes, he takes a look at it. And he's like, oh, you need either splint or buddy tape. And I'm like, dude, I'm not losing another finger to a buddy tape. You know, I'm down to four. I'm not going to go to three or well, two with a thumb. Right. So I go, I walk back up to the guys from Green Street. I'm like, guys, I jacked up my finger. Is there any way you can make me a splint? They're like, yeah, sure. Why not? So they go, they cut off a little chunk of walnut. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm at camp. I can't just have like a piece of walnut as a splint. So I walk over and I had my scroll saw up in the back with some sandpaper and crap. So I walk over to my stuff and, you know, got it. I'm like, ah, you know, sanded it all down. Looked over, there's bumble shoots. I'm like, hey, you guys got a finish that I could throw on this? it's cut. It's black walnut. It's beautiful. It's sanded. It's finished. I'm like, oh, no, we're not done yet. Earlier in the day, I had got one of the hats from Brunt, right? So they had the laser. Yeah, they had the little laser peckers there. So I walk over to Brunt. I'm like, hey, you guys do me a favor. I jacked up my finger, got a splint on it. You think you could laser engrave this? So they go, they laser engrave the Brunt logo on the back and the Maker Camp logo on the front. And that's the story.
Did you have it on the finger when they lasered it?
No, missed opportunity. Missed opportunity. wrong finger.
I think that's the right finger.
Oh, it's the correct finger.
It's all about the content, Mike. It's all about the content.
Yeah. And I have also not missed an opportunity to send him some sort of reel calling him a dumbass about cutting his finger. So it's I get a lot of, would you just stop? I'm like, no, we're not stopping.
But it's still on. It's still attached. I gotta be honest though. Like I look at it and if I had gone like a millimeter or just used a little bit more force, it wouldn't be there. I got so lucky. Yeah. So lucky.
That's why it's funny. We can joke about it now because it's still there.
Exactly. Gotta be honest, though. It was cool, though, the whole fire poker thing. That turned out kind of cool. Like,
yeah, that was a lot of
rally behind it. Yeah.
What is this fire poker thing?
So that same hammering that you were at, Keith, toward the end of it, I was like, I got a little bit of time left. So I was like, I was messing around with the fire pit right one night, and there's no poker for it. So I said, whatever. Let's, I'll start making a poker at the hammering. I think, what was it, May, right, of last year? So grabbed a piece of stock and started bending over the hook and everything, and just ran out of time and threw it in the back of the barn. So I was going to go and finish it up at camp, and being that my hammer hand was shot, I couldn't do anything with it. So I enlisted the help of a couple of people, one of which being Tony.
There's like six of us by the end of it.
Dude, yeah, it was huge. Like the crowd was great. It was you, Chris Powell, Brandon, who's with BCK or Echo. It was either Gabe or Silas. It was, what's his name? Pater Nostri Fabrica. What the hell is his name?
Oh, yes. I know who you mean, but that he's got the most impossible name to pronounce.
Yeah. It's like.
Good dude, though.
Yeah. Great dude. And then obviously Jay, who's Dark State, and Trevor, and a couple of other Squeaks. People, too. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, everyone just kind of rallied up and said, yeah, hell yeah, let's get this thing done. So so we did. And it turned out really cool. It's, I don't know, one about 6.5 foot tall or something like that. It's formidable.
It's... Yeah, I think when I had it, it was probably around 6 foot. And then they added the basket.
Yeah, we added the basket end, and so... the hook on the end.
Yeah, so there's so... a fair
Won't the fair basket bit of just burn off?
No, oh, it's on no. It's on the handle end.
Yeah, it's on the handle end.
Yeah, he's thinking of a wicker basket.
Wicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a different class at camp that none of us took. So
it's funny, I didn't even know this took place.
Really?
Yeah, really.
No. You were standing there while I forged it with Chris.
When
we were all over in the corner on what would have been Saturday night.
Saturday night, yep.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys one question. What time of night was this?
It was after supper.
Yeah. You think I'm going to know what you're forging?
True.
Yeah, it's not,
you're asking a lot of this brain.
In the state that it was in at that point in time.
No, in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
No, I didn't notice what you were working on. So is it there at camp now?
Yeah. Yeah. It lives in the bar.
I have to check it out at the next event.
Or the tiki bar. It's should be just inside the door.
Yeah. I don't go into the tiki bar.
No, I don't.
I stay on the patron drink. Side of the tiki bar.
Oh yeah, no, just to get the I don't. I'm not tending bar up there to make tips to pay for camp or anything.
Yeah, none of us look good enough to tend bar.
No, 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 no.
I beg to differ.
I'm a flattered
young lad. I wasn't talking about you guys.
Wait, young?
What?
Easy
there.
Young?
Easy there. It depends who you're comparing me to.
True. True. True.
Yeah, and his age changes quite a bit.
Why?
Depends on who you ask when.
Yeah, it depends on who's asking him.
I'm grown.
Not fully grown, but grown.
It's G-R-O-A-N, right?
Yeah, that too. That too.
So, Tony, I am going to go and do something else for said fire pit too. I tell you about this?
No, I don't think so.
So, I think next hammering. Again, Keith, you were there. Remember how Rob did the pierogies and crap on the fire pit, or not the pierogies, the
kielbasa.
Yeah. So I said, we need a grill for this thing. So I think that's next on the agenda. So forge out a little bit of a camp grill that'll slide into a slot, swing it around with some expanded steel for a grill grate and maybe like a pot hanger or something.
Yeah, you did talk about this now that you say it.
Yeah, it would be a good time.
Yeah, that'd be good. Something you can, well, I know it would have been used at 3 a.m. on, is it Friday?
Oh, it was Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you were for that?
Got a little silly Friday, yeah.
Yeah. Remember, what was it? Me, Burke?
Well, it was
Matt.
It was Dave. Dave Beckwith brought out the tinfoil and potatoes and butter. And what do you, he had everything, like the whole fixings. Pretty sure he had bacon bits, everything. Like it was,
you know, it's now what, March, and I'm just hearing about this now.
Well, I mean,
David Beckwith is no longer my friend.
Oh, sure. I'm
stripping him of the man, the myth, the legend title.
Even after what was it, Dave Camp?
Dave Bench? No, he still gets praised.
Dave Benchcamp.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest things to come out of the past few years. But the potatoes would have been that would have kept his status if I had been invited for some potatoes in the middle of the evening.
Who's to say that you were?
It wasn't in the middle of the evening. It was he brought them out at like 3 a.m.
It was in the middle of the morning.
Yeah. Yes. This was breakfast. Yeah. Like I was.
Now that we're talking about it, how many potatoes are going to show up this year at camp and get thrown into the fire?
Oh, God. Probably not enough.
The grounds crew is going to be pulling out tinfoil for days. There's going to be so many potatoes in there.
You need to bring out the t-shirt cannon, fire them into the fire.
No.
Potato gun. Oh, God.
We have approval to bring the t-shirt gun. I don't want to lose it. There are no rules at Maker Camp, but if you break one, they're going to let you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to break any.
No,
we don't want to be. We don't want to be the one. We don't want to be the one wheel.
Yeah. No one wheels at Maker Camp.
That's the only rule, right?
As far as I've heard, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, man.
All right.
I'd like to get the official rule book for up there. There's probably not many. I bet it's a lot of weird things like Maker Camp has the no one wheel. Like what do the other events have? Like what are the other rules that have been generated?
Can't. Don't chop wood with a hatchet after a rainstorm.
No, yeah. I think they're still okay with that.
Yeah. It's just advised not to give Mike a hatchet at any point.
That's fair. Unless he makes his own. It's dull and it's plastic.
No.
Dullest possible hatchet. So he breaks something when he does cut himself.
It's on the sign-in sheet now when you sign the waiver. It's if you see Mike from Big Bear with a hatchet, please remove it at your own risk.
I have my own claws.
Oh, man.
Yeah. These potatoes, though. I'm
still on the potatoes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know if he considers me a friend, but I always considered Dave Beckwith a friend because of late night drinking at the Blackthorn events. And now I don't know if I was ever a friend.
Well, how do you know?
I'm not on the inner circle. What's that?
I said, how do you know you were ever invited?
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't invited.
How do you know? I mean, it was after Forge and after we were making a fire poker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things get a little hazy at camp after about 11 o'clock.
I don't care what somebody else is forging. But when potatoes are involved, I'm going to pay attention.
I get it.
Poor Beckwith. He doesn't know what's coming. He's going to wind up like Corey in the duck pond.
He does now. I just sent him a text to see if he's got pictures of it, just to prove it.
Potato pictures?
Yeah.
How many people were at the fire at that time? Because this is the first time hearing about it.
Three or four people.
I had heard about it earlier this week, but that was it.
I think there was me, Dave, Jeremy, mostly accurate.
Yeah.
Is that before or after he lost the keys?
I'm trying to think. Was it maybe Jim was there too? but I'm not sure. But yeah, there's maybe Joe. Joe's a late night guy.
It's typically Matt. Matt's usually out till all hours too.
Who's Matt?
Matt, what the hell's his last name? Art, whatever.
Oh, Serio?
Yeah, or Serio.
No, he wasn't there for that one.
Oh. Yeah, normally I'm out late, but not on Saturday. Sunday's a big day.
I think Saturday was our night out, and we were up until about 3. Myself, Burke, Matt. It was an affair to remember, or not.
Yeah, it was either Friday. It might have been Friday, but yeah, it was a good time.
Are you doing the blacksmith class coming up?
The class? No, the group 4G. You heading up for that one?
I think so.
When is the class? The class is coming, isn't it?
2 weeks.
Class is 2 weeks out. And I think we're the next week out, the week following.
No.
No, we're the 5th of April.
Yeah.
Well, that may be back-to-back weekends.
Yeah. Oh, that might be. Okay.
It's, wait for it. Is it 22-23 or 29-30?
Yes.
22 to the 24th.
Okay.
And then there's a week off, and then there's the...
And then it's the group.
The group forge is the 5th, 6th, and 7th, right?
Yep. And then about a month following is the hammer. I think it's the...
9th, 10th, and 11th.
It's Mother's Day.
Is it?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'll go up for the hammer in for sure.
I'm planning to. Just depends on... it depends on Mother's Day. Yeah, it's 10, 11, 12.
Give the mothers in your life a break by not being around.
Make
my
her
gift
a
to
heart.
You is you don't have to deal with me for
I'll
the
make
weekend.
Make her a heart or a trivet or something.
Yeah,
if you go to High Caliber Craftsman Builds Day from Valentine's Day, you should make that for her. Send her that reel.
A witch? What did nothing. He do? Oh, is Austin showing the rest of us up?
Would it be like getting her a vacuum?
Here's a blender. Happy something.
Find out how sharp the blades are on the blender here real quick.
So about those fingers that I have?
They're gone.
Yeah. You get a call. Tony, I need you to forge me something. Can you get Powell involved?
Yeah, to work out some robotics so you can actually move your hand.
Yeah, it'll be like Star Wars or some crap. One of those things where it perfects the finger flipping up. It'll be great. All right, I gotta check something out then.
Make sure you watch it to the end.
Okay.
The second I saw him bending the piece in the Pritchard hole, I remembered what it was. It refreshed my memory.
I'll check her out in a few. Oh, so I don't know whether we're releasing this or not yet, but season 2 of the collab is coming up. That was the Ron Swanson box from last year. And same team as last year. But this year.
Hold on. Huh. You're coming on our show during Make What You Fear competition going on.
Oh, yeah.
And you're
true,
here
true,
to promote
true,
another
true.
Competition
no,
that you're
I'm not
participating
promoting.
In. That you're not participating in our competition?
No, because I knew that I couldn't go and get a hatchet done in time.
Jeez.
Drennan out.
Yeah. Peace. He'll be back.
No, whatever. He's going to hug a bear or something. Was that actual... Like, was that a real thing? Did he actually hug a bear? Or was that like Photoshop?
No, he went to get a beer. No, he can tell you the bear story.
The bear story?
Yeah. This is a real thing.
It's a... You hugged a bear?
Yeah, why?
You don't hug anything.
What, are you scared?
No. You don't hug anything.
I'm not hugging you, bear.
No. I don't want one. God. Ugh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hugged a bear. End of story.
Did you like it?
You know, it's one of those things. When I'm in a good mood, I hand out bear cubs. And somebody caught it on video, and I posted it recently, and it's confused the world.
It really has. I'm perplexed. Might even say flummoxed.
Flummoxed.
Yeah,
that's almost what I'm feeling about you promoting another challenge and my podcast.
It wasn't a promotion.
And I'm not even upset that challenge happens. I think it's cool. You know, whatever.
It's a cool thing.
You're not participating in Make What You Fear.
I know. And I knew I was going to get crap for that, too.
Tony, we really got to talk about whoever does our scheduling. We really got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
This is...
Rethink the criteria.
Yeah, we got to rethink the criteria.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, I figured this was sponsored by DFM and Scrapers. Anyway, with me here. Because figured you guys were going right to the bottom of the barrel. Having me on? Whatever.
So I legit walked away before. What were you guys talking about with the bear?
Oh, no. Just confused by you and cuddly woodland creatures.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Not woodland iron, but woodland creatures.
Yeah. Scott,
weird turn, right?
Yeah.
That's... Well, I believe it's Patty that calls Tony my husband.
She does too, doesn't she?
She does. Is your husband coming to the Group Forge project this year? I said, yeah. She's like, are you coming to the Group Forge project this year? I said, probably not. She goes, you'll be here to see your husband.
We're on a break.
Yeah. But yeah, the bear thing was cool. So yeah, if you catch me in a good mood, you may get a bear.
Just a legit live bear. Keith walks around with a backpack. It's like a mama.
Yeah.
You know?
It's been like, if you ask people, it's been dubbed the magic backpack. So
it's like a quiver of random magical things.
Yeah. I'm more one with nature than most people think I am.
All right. I mean, you got to be one with something. Nature's a good one to pick.
Yeah, sure.
I got nothing.
Oh, man.
So I missed all the shameless promotion for whatever competition Mike
is in. No, I stopped the shameless promotion.
But we are running the Make What You Fear competition, and it's coming up at the end of the month. Is the due date. If you haven't finished your project, you better get on it. Start posting. We need to see 5 posts. The criteria is to have it be something you have never tried before, a material that you've never tried before, a process you've never tried before, or a project that you have failed at in the past. Tell us why it was challenging within those 5 posts. May the best winner win. And we have some awesome sponsors for that, which Tony will read off the list right now.
So we have, as always, Sabretooth and Maritime are in. We have Gnome Hammer. We have Gnome Hammer that's in with a hammer set. T9 Bow Shield. Housemaid. Maker Camp has a Silver Pass. And we have Total Boat and Rob DeMarco.
It's a good competition. Get in there, make whatever fits that criteria that you're working on in your shop, and get it finished up before the end of the month, and tag us in those posts. We have to be tagged in those posts. We also have a hashtag that goes along with it, but you still need to tag us. The hashtag is MWYF2024, Make What You Fear 2024. Sweet. Can't wait to see what you're making.
I was just giving you the segue. It was the perfect lead.
Bring up his anger and then transition into Make What You Fear. It's perfect. It's great.
It's great. This is going to be a 14-minute episode. Sponsors, Make What You Fear. End the out.
Joined with... Oh, man.
Well, while you're trying to figure out how you're going to fix all this, I'll start talking about people we actually like now. for the people that were going to be off the list here shortly. So we have our list of usual suspects for the patron or Patreon. So we'll go with start here with Corey of Odyssey CNC, Christy of Twisted Twine, Annette of 513 Woodworks, Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell, Lillian Archer Photography, David Beckwith Makes, NB Woodfinery. In our top tier, we have Eastpoke Studios, Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence of Maritime NiceSupply.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Brian Housewort of Housemaid, Brad of Brad's Customs, David and Joanna at Wido Works, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, Ryan of Gnomehammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, Matt of First Do Construction, Daniel and Drizzy, and Andrew of Hatch Made It, and Jim of the Tradesman Channel. Thank you all.
Thank you all. And if you are a patron or you want to become a patron now, every month Gnomehammer gives away a custom-made hammer to a group of patrons from a few different podcasts. Our patrons are entered into that, so you can join us there and get a Gnomehammer hammer, custom hammer.
So is Beckwith still on the list? Potatoes and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, I still like the guy. I mean, he does Dave BenchCon, but he used to be the man of the myth, the legend, and now that he's cut me off of potatoes.
He's just the man of the myth.
Yeah.
All right.
He's more just the myth at the moment.
It's fiery baked potatoes.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would have wanted one, but just to have the invite would have been nice.
Hmm. What were you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday or
on
Saturday?
On Saturday, I was probably in bed already. Yeah.
Sunday. So maybe he did try and invite you.
Maybe he did. I try not to drink too much on Saturday.
I don't blame you. You got a lot going on Sunday.
Yeah. It's a Sunday night I drink, sure.
Heavily.
On Thursday night I drink, but Saturday I don't really do it. Is that the night of like karaoke and everyone gets stupid?
Yeah, that's Saturday. Friday or Saturday?
I don't know. One of those nights I'm like, all right, I'm out.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I didn't follow suit, but I don't blame you.
Yeah. Some of us are grown, some of us aren't. You know?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I think I average like 4 hours sleep, but like every night.
I think I was just spent from the rain, to be honest with you.
Oh God. The rain was horrible. It was the worst.
It was fantastic. Why does everyone complain about the rain? I mean, it took a lot out of me, but
I was in a tent on the hill.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't rain Saturday night.
No, it didn't. But that was a great party on Saturday night too. You know what? Saturday night was the night that I was out until about 3:30 or so. I think that was the Burke and Matt night. That was a good time.
Oh man.
Yep.
I don't even want to know. What
there are no pictures. There are no pictures of said
potatoes. No. Oh. Oof. Did it actually happen? Did Keith get mad over nothing?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Some say that if it's not on Instagram, it didn't happen.
Yeah. No Instagram. No Facebook. No talk.
Didn't happen.
Snapchat. I don't know. Yeah.
It's still a cool idea, regardless of whether or not there's pictures or not. That's a pretty cool idea.
Potatoes at 3?
Just to have the forethought to bring potatoes and all the fixings for a baked potato on a fire.
You should do that for next year. Be like, sponsor the 3 a.m. baked potato.
Don't you think we do enough already?
Yeah. And we're going to have way too many people up at 3 a.m. and just ruin the buzz.
Yeah, if people wait up for it, like just talking about it now kind of ruined the vibe. Like we got to come up with something new now.
Okay, well then that's the case. This never happened.
Everyone's
asleep by 3.
It was all a ruse. Beckwith and I are still on level playing field.
Yeah. This never happened.
Yeah, I'll just edit out all potato talk.
Oh man, we're really going to have a short pod.
Yeah, I kind of expected that when I'm on here anyway, you know, quality programming and all.
Tater talk and bear talk.
Love it. What else? I don't think I got anything else.
What you should be doing is working on your Make What You Fear project. That's what I thought we were having you on for. Tell us all these great things that you're doing with your Make What You Fear project.
Well, I'm working with new materials with all of these pens. That's all I got.
That's a stretch.
I know.
What do you say we head on over to the after show?
Sounds good to me.
Gentlemen.
Anything else?
That's all I got. Thanks for having me. It's a good time.
Thanks for coming on. If you want to find Mike, he's at Big Bear Custom Metal Works.
Just metal? Custom. Yeah, just Big Bear Custom.
He does a lot of woodworking over there. He just made a toolbox. Don't let the metal thing fool you.
Yeah.
Tony Woodland or Woodland Iron only does metal work, so it's very weird.
Coffee tables.
Well, yeah, that's Make What You Fear, though. That's a hiccup in the realm. Some people actually participate in their friends. If you want to find Tony, he's at Woodland Iron. I'm at Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast on Instagram or Working Hands 3 on TikTok. If you could rate and review the show, we haven't had a review since January, so we're now into March. So if you guys don't like us or we've hit the max, but could go find the reviewer on the podcatcher of your choice and rate us. Anything 5 stars and above is greatly appreciated. Share the show with all your friends, and we will talk to you guys next week.
I think I'm going to make a potato for Make What You Fear. Sounds like the right thing to do.
Later.